Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for a hair relaxer case. Her name is Tine, and her phone number is 619-864-4541.
Awesome. I'm ready to help. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna just connect you with her. Thank you.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, Tini. It's Emmanuel with the Hair Relaxer Help Team on a recorded line here. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to. Okay, thank you for that. And now, was it you that used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years, or was it a family member?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which of the following were you diagnosed with, endometriouterine or ovarian cancer?
Stage 1 ovarian cancer.
I'm very sorry to hear that. And mm-hmm. then what date were you diagnosed?
May 23rd of this year, 2024.
Oh, so recently, okay. So 5/23/2024. And then at what facility, hospital, or medical center did you get diagnosed at?
I was at the Palomar Medical in Poway when I found out that I have stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're in California, are you?
Yes, I'm in California. Do you need the address?
I have the address here. It's the one
Pomerade Road.
Okay,
yeah.
That's the one. Okay. And what was your doctor's name?
Dr. Lee Pham.
Dr. Lee, L-E-E, Pham, P-H-A-M?
F-A-M.
Oh,
fan,
sorry.
As in like a fan. You're fine.
Okay, Dr. Lee, L-E-E, and then S-A-M?
Yes, F-A-N, fan. As
oh,
like,
San, like San Diego.
No, like Stan with the S.
Oh, I'm
Stan,
sorry,
okay.
Stan, Lee Stan.
Yeah, you're fine,
okay.
You're
Lee.
Fine.
Got it.
No, Lee, F as in Frank, A-N, like a fan, like an air circulation fan.
Okay. I feel so dumb, so...
Oh,
give
you're fine. It's F as in frog, A as in apple, and N as in Nancy.
Oh, fan. Okay. F-A-N.
Yes.
So Lee Fan.
It's okay. Yes. It's okay. It's very, it sounded confusing over the phone.
Okay. Let me put that in. Yeah, we're also in California, by the way. We're,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're in Orange County in Irvine. And actually, I just found her. Lee is L-I?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I thought it was L-E-E, so I'm glad I checked. And then let me go on to the next section here. We'll have it load up in just a second. Okay. And did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for at least 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
No.
So you used the hair relaxer after you were diagnosed or before?
Before.
Okay.
I stopped immediately after. Yeah,
no,
I stopped immediately after I found out.
that's what I meant. But I'm asking, did you use it for at least 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, I used it about 6 or 7 times a month for the last 6 years. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now that's the scary part.
Okay. About 6 times a month, so 72 or so times a year. Let me put that there. And then let me go to this next section. You're a U.S. resident, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome or no?
No.
Okay. And then of anyone else that may have used the product with you, any friends or family, did anyone else get sick or not really?
Not that I know of. Not nobody that I've heard of.
Okay. And roughly around, well, I know you said you used it for about 20, I'm sorry, for 6 years. So you would have started sometime in 2018. Is that ballpark?
Yes.
Okay. And then
I started in November of 2018. I will never forget. I will never forget my first election.
Sure. And then you stopped immediately after you were diagnosed in May. So let me.
In April of 2024. That's when I officially stopped.
Okay. And you were using it. Sounds like you were using it weekly.
Yes. Okay. It was like a thing like, I don't know, relaxers. It's easier to do your hair if your hair is relaxed opposed when you're of African American descent. So when you just, it's kind of just like a routine that you use, you know? So not kind of so crazy.
And then it was like about 6 years that you used it thereabout. And were you mostly using it at home or at a salon or both primarily?
At home mostly.
Okay. And then what brand were you primarily using?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Dark and Lovely, okay. And then just to confirm, so you used it for 6 years, so that means you would have used the product at least 2 years before you were diagnosed and you had regularly used for at least a year? Okay. And then let me go to the next section here. What kind of treatments were you given?
The treatment that I was
given. Were you given chemo or what kind of treatments were
you given? I had chemo 6 cycles over the last 6 months and a partial hysterectomy. That took place May 30th of 2024.
May 30th of 2024. Okay, let me put that. 6 chemo sessions over the last 6 months and partial hysterectomy. I always misspell hysterectomy. I got it here.
No problem. I do the same thing.
I have to look it up. There it is. And then Dr. Finn, or Lee Finn was the same one that treated you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Finn. Lee Finn, I'm sorry. Let me put that there. And then the address again goes in this section. And then let me type in ovarian cancer here. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have first name, T-I-N-E-Y, and then McNair, M-C, capital N-A-R, is that right?
A-I-R.
I'm sorry, A-I-R, A-I-R, yeah. There you go. And then what would be the best email address for you?
My first name, the letter L, my last name, the number 6 at gmail.com.
Okay, and then the phone I was given for you, the 619-864-4541, is your cell or is it a landline?
It's my cell number.
Perfect, thank you. And then what would be your current mailing address?
1011 Union Street, apartment 1215, San Diego, California, 92101.
I'll read that back. 1011 Union Street, apartment 215 in San Diego, San Diego County, California, 92101, right?
Apartment 12, 1215.
I'm sorry.
That's apartment 1215.
1215. 1215. Okay, perfect. Thank you for catching that. So you're kind of downtown in Union Street?
Yes, like, now. Yeah, now I'm downtown. I moved downtown in August, so.
Yeah, downtown's cool. You get like a real city vibe there. Like I said, I'm in Irvine and I live in Costa Mesa, so We don't have like the tall buildings that you have and all that cool stuff.
Well, that's, see, I wish I didn't live by the tall buildings.
You don't like them?
No, it's too loud. It's too active down here. I'm more of a...
You like things a bit quieter in the back?
Yeah, like more chill. I like to fish and be by lakes. This is more like not my speed.
That's cool. And then let me go to this next section. We're just about done, by the way, just a couple more sections here. This one just asks if you'd like to put an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, it's no biggie.
Okay. And then give me 1 second. We're going to go back to the last portion here, which is just for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
Mm-hmm. February 21st, 1997.
2/21/97?
Yes.
Okay, and then the social? Just the last four.
608. Oh, the last four, 9987.
9987, so 02/21/97, and then... Where'd it go? 9987, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. 9987.
I'm about to send you an automated text message for a DocuSign. I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see. But obviously, you're just a young thing, born in 97, so I'm guessing you're more tech savvy than some of the people I speak to.
Gotcha, the DocuSign.
Yep. And then.
Yes. Z. Wow. This envelope was also sent to your email. Recognize the email. Continue.
And then you'll know we did it correctly once it lets you tap a yellow finish button.
Says you may be able to download or print the icons. Click here or press continue.
You'll get an automatic copy of the signed document, but yeah, it says you're all set, so you should automatically get an email from DocuSign again. You don't need to create an account. I think it has you try to get you to sign up for an account after you complete it. You don't need to do that. I see it was completed, so you are all set. Within about a week or so, you should get a call from the firm directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, double check the work that we sent over, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then they'll tidy you up in their system and get working on everything for you. So other than that, you're set for the day. I know the holidays are coming up, so happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate it, and I hope you have a relaxing one.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Bye.